Hey, what's up, YouTube? It's Richie from Boston. Today is the 28th of July, 2024. And I'm at a subscriber's house out on their property, as you can see. And I had to redo this video because I missed something very important the first time I showed it to you. And I want you to really, really, truly, as a Christian that knows that Jesus Christ came to earth in the mortal form and died on the cross and gave his blood to cover our sins. Understand this. Understand that we are seriously, literally, and totally in a spiritual battle. Listen to this because I missed it the first time around because I made the video standing on a dock someplace in New York.
Can you stand that stack right there, maybe?
1 second.
Check on her. We don't need a fire while we're here.
Right.
Let me see.
Okay.
Huh?
What are you doing?
Away from your hot steaming water.
Away from my hot steaming water?
Yeah.
Oh, I rebuke you in the name of Jesus.
Huh?
I rebuke you in the name of Jesus.
You better not. That's where I got. I'll shoot you right in your face.
Okay, so let me reiterate. The woman that has the steaming hot pot of water called the police because she had a prowler on her property. They came out there and checked it out, and they were leaving. All was well. They were done. And then somehow they end up back in the woman's house asking her for an ID. And while she's looking for her ID, the police officer points out that the water she has on the stove is boiling over, and he says, "I don't want a fire." So the woman gets up. She goes and takes the pot of water off the stove, and she looks over and goes, "How come you're backing up like that?" And he laughs and he says, "Because you got a big pot of steaming water." And she goes, "Oh, I rebuke you in the name of Jesus Christ." And he says, "What?" She said, "I rebuke you in the name of Jesus Christ." He said, "You better not or I'll shoot you in the face." She said, "I rebuke you in the name of Jesus." There's nothing wrong with that, except this dude freaks out. And I didn't catch it the first time. So pay attention to this. He shot her in the face, an unarmed woman who called the police, who then came back in her house and asked for her ID. They're laughing and joking, very lighthearted, until she says, "I rebuke you in the name of Jesus." He went, "What?" She said it again. He said, "You better not. You better not rebuke me in the name of Jesus, or I'll shoot you in the face." And then he does.
So let's do an ID, and then you can dig around for your paperwork.
I don't know where my ID is.
Can you stand that stack right there, maybe?
1 second.
Check on her.
I need this.
No, we don't need a fire while we're here.
Right. Let me see. Okay.
Oh,
what are you doing?
Huh?
Where are you going?
Away from your hot steaming water.
Away from my hot steaming water?
Yeah.
Oh, I rebuke you in the name of Jesus.
I'll
shoot you in the name of Jesus.
You better not. That's where I got. I'll shoot you right in your face.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Drop the top.
Seeing the weapon drawn, Miss Massey put her hands in the air and stated, "I'm sorry." Only at this time did the defendant, Grayson, activate his body-worn camera.
Shots fired! Shots fired!
Shots fired! Drop the pop!
Okay.
Okay. Okay.
Okay. Okay.
Okay. Okay. Bring EMS now. We got a headshot wound to the female.
Let me jump in real quick. Real quick. How detached from reality are these cops? These two cops... One shot the lady in the face because she rebuked him in the name of Jesus. And he said, "Don't do it again or I'll kill you." And the other cops saw her do it. And then suddenly when they realized they screwed up, now they're like, "Drop the pot. You're talking to a dead woman." The guy just shot her in the head. A big white cop who's been fired from five separate police stations. He gets fired for doing something stupid. The next place hires him. The next place hires him until he finally kills an unarmed black woman who called him for help. But what really gets me is this guy is possessed because the name of being rebuked in the name of Jesus drove him to murder an unarmed woman on camera. And then when his buddy tries to offer assistance, he makes a joke of it like, "Yeah, no need to. I hit her in the head. She's dead."
1078.
After this, the other deputy announced he was going to retrieve a medical kit from his vehicle, to which the defendant instructed him not to because of the severity of the injury.
"I'm going to go get my kit. Now, if you headshot, it's your, she's done. You can go get it, but that's a headshot. God damn it.
God.
Dude, I'm not saying you're blowing all out of her head. And look, it came right to our feet, too. God damn it.
So now that his body camera is actually on and he just murdered somebody for no particular reason other than saying words about Jesus Christ, now he's trying to say, I'm not taking a pot of water to the head. She never once threatened him. She picked up the pot and she was bringing it to the stove and she said, how come you're backing up? Because I don't want hot steaming water. I rebuke you. Say it again and I'll kill you. And he did. I believe that this ties directly into this. I know to some people this is going to be laughable, but I find it really strange that just a couple of months ago, on March 22nd, 322-2024, the Smithsonian Institute published this on their website. This extremely rare neurological condition makes faces appear distorted or like a demon, and it affects 74 people on the planet Earth, according to them. Let me tell you a secret. If it only affected 74 people, they wouldn't know about it, nor would they care about it. But I find it very, very strange that came out at the exact same time the eclipse that had no moon happened. The eclipse where they were warning us about the eclipse earthquake and all these other different things. I think when they did whatever that ritual was, where they wanted everybody looking at that eclipse, they wanted everybody to look at that, probably just to judge how good they were at making eclipses, because apparently 4 days before that eclipse, which probably opened a portal where they had to come up with demon face syndrome to explain that if you see anything crazy, if you look at somebody and they look like a demon, it's just you. It's a syndrome you have. It's very common. 74 people on Earth have it. You know what I'm saying? I think when they did the eclipse, it was opening some sort of a portal, because what it looked like and what it was were two very different things. If you recall, I was there and I used all my apps that I always use to find out where the moon's going to be before I record it coming up out of the ocean, etc. And there was no moon.
So it shows the quote unquote devil comet. And then it shows all sorts of other things. But the one thing that it would not show whatsoever at all was the moon the entire time. So this was it yesterday. I'm looking at it trying to find the moon, because the moon is going to pass in front of the sun in like 20 something minutes. And as you can see Uranus, Jupiter, Venus, Neptune, Mars, Saturn, Mercury, and Eris, whatever Eris is. And then you've got all these other wacky things going on. But there's no moon. There's no moon at all. And I had been doing this all morning, and no place on this app whatsoever at all did the moon show up.
There was no moon, but I didn't get the memo that 4 days before the eclipse, they published this. Just like Newsweek said, this was 3 months ago. Solar eclipses to be made on demand by new spacecraft. I don't even know what that means. Solar eclipses made on demand. Why would you ever need a solar eclipse? Because according to them, when this solar eclipse happened, it was going to be so frightening and scary. They were calling out the National Guard. They were declaring states of emergency. They were telling people there was going to be an earthquake eclipse. They were telling us all hell was going to break loose, because I don't think they knew what was going to happen. But I do firmly believe that the spiritual warfare has now torn the veil, and they are now on this side of things. You see what I'm saying? Some sort of creepy bug crawling on my leg. It freaked me out. I'm outside and I'm wearing shorts and sandals, so it is what it is. So for everybody that thinks that this is a joke, or that, dude, this stuff is happening. A cop wearing a body cam with a partner who is a witness, and his body cam's a witness, told somebody, if you say words to me again, I'm going to shoot you in the face. You can't do that. That's just straight up murder. Straight up murder. You know what I mean? And it's really strange that somehow I found myself on the pathway of following these different police assaults, and it led to this. And when I talked about it last time, I didn't mention that part. I didn't realize that the cop shot her, because I didn't realize he said, say that again. Say that I rebuke you in the name of Jesus Christ, which is harmless. What do you care? According to them, she was crazy, getting ready to attack them. He said, say that again and I'll shoot you in the face. And he did. So be careful, people. This is really, really happening. They are going to do a civil war. I don't know what else to tell you. I know people are like, oh, nothing happened on the eclipse. Well, I don't think that's accurate whatsoever at all. The eclipse was made without the moon passing in front of the sun. That's kind of a thing. You see what I'm saying? At any rate, I'm going to play this so you can see it in its entirety. It's incredible. This really happened in America. I'm out.
And then one task at a time here.
Okay.
Here, grab your ID for me.
Okay.
Your ID. One task at a time. So let's do an ID, and then you can dig around for your paperwork.
I don't know where my ID is.
Can you see that stack right there, maybe?
One second.
Check on her.
I need this.
No, we don't need a fire while we're here.
Right. Okay. Let me see. Okay.
You can clearly see her simply take the pot off the stove and go over to the sink like any other normal person. She wasn't insane. She isn't insane because she used pot holders on both sides. And she looked over and like, why are you running away from hot water? Well, because I don't want to be hit with your steaming water. You know what I'm saying? It's insane.
The water?
Yeah.
Oh, I would rebuke you in the name of Jesus.
I'll
rebuke you in the name of
Jesus. You better not. I swear to God, I'll
shoot
you right in your face.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Drop the pot!
Seeing the weapon drawn, Miss Massey put her hands in the air and stated, I'm sorry, while ducking for cover behind the counter that separated her and the defendant. The defendant, with his firearm still drawn, proceeded to close the significant gap between him and Miss Massey. Defendant then aggressively yelled at Miss Massey to put the pot down. The defendant then fired his duty weapon three times in the direction of Miss Massey, striking her in the face one time. Only at this time did the defendant, Grayson, activate his body-worn camera.
Shots fired!
Shots fired! Shots fired! Shots fired! Drop the f***ing pot! Bring EMS now. We got a headshot wound to the female. Headshot wound to the female.
Now they're yelling and screaming so they can say, she was attacking us. She went from the stove to the sink like every other person in the world. And the cop that shot her in the face for saying, I rebuke you in the name of Jesus, is the one that pointed out that the pot was overflowing. You see what I'm saying? He was just joking and being friendly a second ago. I rebuke you in the name of Jesus. You better not, or I'll shoot you in the face. Period.
After this, the other deputy announced he was going to retrieve a medical kit from his vehicle, to which the defendant instructed him not to because of the severity of the injury.
This is the final battle. They know it. I know it. You know it. Everybody knows it. This is it.